Now we'll discuss point number 7 in Gurudev's Pranam Mantra. That means Om Agyanati Virandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militangjana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. What is Agyan here and what is Gyan that Gurudev is giving to us? This mantra from Sri Gautamiya Tantra, 7th chapter. The meaning of this mantra: O Gurudev, you are so merciful. I offer my humble pranam to you and am praying from the core of my heart that with the torchlight of divine knowledge you open my eyes which have been blinded by the darkness of ignorance. What is the ignorance? Ignorance is anartha here. We unwanted desire, unwanted thing. We want or not, but unwanted desire is there, though we are doing bhajan. In beginning stage it must be there. The more we will do bhajan, specially we render service for Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, by their causeless mercy, gradually it will wash out from our heart. So we have to know, so what are the anarthas? So for that we have to type out from Srila Gurudev bhajan rahasya Ditiyo Yam Sadhan from text 7 to 11. All slok, meaning, and bhajan rasa vritti, everything. And more ignorance. The embodiment of ignorance is donkey. Baladev Prabhu is Akhanda Guru Tattva. Once Sri Krishna, Sri Baladeva and Sakhas went for cow grazing, and Sakhas told to Sri Krishna and Baladeva Prabhu, "Oh, today we are very hungry." Sorry, they told to Krishna and Baladeva Prabhu, "You have protected us from so many demons. Today big demon has entered here. Please save us from that demon." Then Baladev Prabhu asked, "What is the demon?" Then told, "We are very hungry today. Very easy to get rid from other demon. But today not only one demon, so many demons have attacked us in our belly. Please protect." And Baladev Prabhu took them all, and where they are grazing cows, close by there is Talwan. Baladev Prabhu went there. And Sakhas told, "Lo, so fragrant, nice fragrance is coming. Oh, we want to take that palm fruit." So Baladev Prabhu went, and that garden was protected by the followers of Kamsa, headed by Dhenukasur in form of donkey. Any Brajavasi not eligible to take any fruit from there, only it will go to King Kamsa and his near and dear and followers. So Baladev Prabhu went there and shake one tree. So then, although palm tree is very big and very hard to shake them, but Baladev Prabhu is non-different from Krishna, so it's not impossible for him. When he shake one tree, some fruits drop down which was ripe properly. And hearing the sound, Dhenukasura came and want to kill Baladev Prabhu, so he kicked Baladev Prabhu by his hind leg. Baladev Prabhu Samavadar check himself. After that, when second time Dhenukasura came, then Baladev Prabhu caught him by hind legs and move on the sky, and he throw him very strongly. Then he hit one tree by that, and then second tree, third tree, like this, so many trees fallen down, and so many followers of Dhanukasur came and Baladev Prabhu killed one after another. So by this way, Baladev Prabhu protect the garden for Brajavasi from Dhanukasur. So this is the significance of this. Dhanukasi is the embodiment of ignorance. So in our heart, so many ignorance are there, like it's mentioned in this sloka, timiran agyano timirandhasya. So this ignorance and darkness is full of our heart. Only Guru Pad Padma can remove this. So Baladev Prabhu, being akhanda Guru Tattva, he can remove this. And Gurudev is representative of Baladev Prabhu. So Gurudev can remove our darkness of ignorance from our heart. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has mentioned in his Madhurya Kadambini in third nectarian shower, anartha is four types. अथ अनर्थानां निवृत्तिः तेच अनर्थस्य चतुर्विधः दुष्कृतोत्थ सुकृतोत्थ अपराधोत्थ भक्त्युत्थश्चेति. दैट मीन्स अनर्थ निवृत्ति इज फोर टाइप्स. दुष्कृति उत्थ अनर्थ, सुकृति उत्थ अनर्थ, अपराध उत्थ अनर्थ एंड भक्ति उत्थ अनर्थ.